Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 60th Cork Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Etienne Faure, who is here presenting his very exciting, wonderful film called Bizarre. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
For the benefit of our listeners, the first question might be a little hard to answer, but nevertheless, it kind of helps the structure of the interview itself. And I'm going to ask you if you can kind of introduce our listeners to the story of the film.
Yes, I can. It's a movie that we shot in New York, in a place called Bizarre. It's a club. And the story is about a young guy, a young French guy, boy, from about 18 years old, who came to New York. We don't know exactly why, but we can understand at the beginning that he had some problem in France and he has to move very quickly to New York. So he's alone in New York and he doesn't have any money or something like that, and he's looking for a job. And he met with two girls, which are the owners of the Bizarre Club. And she told to the boy, if we give you a room, can you help us at the bar? And he says, okay. And after, this guy is going to become like a mascot of this place. And maybe everybody is going to, in a way, fall in love with him, you know. And I don't want to tell all the story, but it's, in fact, it's what happened when someone of 18, very cute, very, is in a place, and what happened when someone fall in love with this kind of person. This is the period of the life where everything is possible, where all the people are looking at you, you know, the girl, the boys. So it's what we talk about in this movie.
Yeah, and that leads me to my follow-up question, is where the inspiration for the story came from.
First of all, it's a place, the Bizarre place, because it's a place that a friend of me created in New York 2 years before, you know. It's a very new place. And so it's if one day you go to this place, you will see that it's extraordinary, because all kind of people are in this, different people are in this place. And it's what I like. I like when there is all kind of different people in place. Yes, and this place so is like this. And so the story became first because of this place. And after, I want to introduce in this place the story of this young boy, because I always been fascinated by the power. We can say that the power of the people of 20 years old, when they have good looking, when they are interesting, you know. I met some girls when I remember they came at Cannes Film Festival. They were 20 years old and they came, they didn't have any room, they didn't have any, and they, because they were beautiful girls, they can go everywhere, everybody is looking at this. So it's the power. And there is I think he's Irish, Oscar Wilde. He's,
yeah,
Irish. Yes.
Yeah. And one of my favorite writers.
Yes. And he said the beauty is powerful than intelligence, because you can see immediately the beauty of someone, you know.
And so the film is also about sexual awakening, maybe.
Yes, but not so much. In fact, what is interesting in this kind of boy, from the 18 years old boy, French 18 years old, is that we exactly don't know what is his sexuality. We don't know a lot about him, you know. He's a kind of mysterious, he's kind of people, a kind of boy that you want to have with you, this boy, but it seems very difficult to have a relation with this boy because of something that we don't know exactly, but we can understand that he has some problem with this, and maybe he's too young, and maybe he's becoming something we don't know yet. In fact, yes.
Can you tell me where you found the boy who plays the character?
So the French guy, we make a very big casting in France, and I was looking about 100 because you know when you are looking for someone 18 years old, it's not famous actors because we can. It's there is not so much people of 18 years old who have been making a lot of movie before. So we make a big casting. I didn't find the guy, and my co-producer, which is also a photographer, one day says to me, "Oh, I met a guy. I made photo from a young guy, and he's very interesting. He's not an actor, but he's very interesting. So do you want to meet?" I say, "Okay." I don't find the boy, so I have to look everywhere, you know. And I met this guy and say, "Yes, the face is interesting, but is it a good actor? Is he a good actor?" So we have been trying a lot of sequences with him, and he was perfect. He was exactly the guy. He was speaking rather good English, and so the only problem was he was young. He was 17, and there was the parents. And they didn't really want him to make cinema. He was at school. And so we didn't explain exactly what the story was at the parents, and we have been making the movie like this.
But actually, in the end, it's amazing. I loved it. I loved his performance, too. And now that you've said that the bazaar was the bar where you shot it was a real place, so did you actually shoot the performances while they were taking place?
Yes, it's a mix of fiction and kind of documentary for the performers, you know, because it's very difficult to be very real when you if you do it do this performance again only for the movie. So I took a very small team for filming the performer, you know, because I don't want to disturb them. And we have been filming the real performers. Sometimes we have been making things especially for the movie with them. But it was very. I was very anxious at the beginning of the movie because I wanted really to feel the atmosphere of this place, you know. And it's always very difficult when you shoot in a club the night with the spectators, the audience. It's very difficult sometimes because if you have a big crew, you can disturb the people and so on. So we have been trying to do this like a documentary, you know, but including in fiction. You know.
Yeah, you're blending the line between like documentary and fiction in a way.
Yes, I like this because we are talking about a boy in a club, but we are talking about this club, you know, and what is very interesting in this club, see what happened in this club in real, you know. And as I told you before, the beginning of the idea of this movie was this club. So the performers in this club are incredible. We only show some in the movies, maybe five or six kind of performers, but there are more. And we chose them by the kind of performance they were doing, the performance we were talking about something in relation of what I was talking in the movie, you know, about love, about freedom of sex, about every kind of things like this. So we have been choosing this kind of performer relation of the movie, you know.
Yeah, and you're introducing the one of the final questions that I'm going to be asking you. This relation between love and sex is very important in the film, and I was wondering whether you could kind of tell me more about what interests you about this boundary between love and sex, even in cinematic terms.
Yes, it's so love and sex are since the beginning of cinema very interesting. We a lot of directors talk about this, and what was interesting for me in this movie is that in fact between the relation of the two boys, there is no sex, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's how can I say?
Platonic.
Yes, no, platonic, but very strong for me, you know. So there is a lot of sex all around them, on the stage with the performers, and the two girls with another guy, which is in the movie too. But between the two main characters, the two boys, there is no, and it's very interesting for me because it's very strong, because it's not going to the end, you know. It's
not consummated.
Yeah, not consummated, exactly. So it's maybe a romantic point of view, you know, but
it's like a very strong friendship, but also more than a friendship.
Yes, I think more, especially for the American guy, you know, I think. But, you know, when we talk about, often when you talk about gay movie or something like that, it's always, not always, but very often the same kind of things. There is two boys, there is two families, and they met together, and there is problem with the family. They don't know if they have to tell to others. It's very complicated, etc. And I'm a bit fed up about this always kind of relation between two boys or two girls. So it's why I wanted something very different, more.
So it's like so sexual freedom is like not just restrained to just boy and girl, boy and guy. It's just like it's more even beyond sex.
Yes, because I think the most important is the love we can have for someone. It can be two boys, two girls, one boy, one girl, and the most important thing is this freedom to fall in love with someone, you know, after. For me, it's really not important.
Yeah. It's great that you're saying that, because that's one of the things that I loved about your film the most. It's a great film, and the last question that I am going to ask you, because we're running out of time, is that this film premiered at the Panorama section in the Berlinale, which, as most people who would go to the Berlinale know, is the most interesting section of the Berlinale. But aside from that, I'm just wondering what reception this film has gotten so far, and also what are the future plans for this film?
The reception in Berlin was very good, very interesting. All the cinema were sold out immediately. I was very surprised about this, you know, because there is no famous actors in my movie. It's young actors, and it was sold out. We were the movie in the Panorama section. We have six screening. We have the other movie has four, five maximum, and we were six screening. So it was very, very, very good for us. And you talk about the future, no? No.
Yeah, where we're going to see the film next.
Next. I think it will be in iTunes very quickly. And we are, I think we are discussing about, with some people in Great Britain and maybe Ireland to buy the rights for the cinema, or maybe VOD here, I think, because already it has been bought by Germany, Austria, and it's going to be in USA at the beginning of December, and so other country first after, but normally yes, Ireland and Great Britain, and it will be on iTunes too, and so, and you can follow people. We can follow on Facebook. There is a Bizarre page, Bizarre the movie, and you can follow, and you can see where the movie will be. Yeah.
Great. Well, myself, Matt Micucci, recommends this film. One of the most exciting films that I've seen at Cork in this edition of the festival. And I definitely thank you so much for joining us for this interview.
Thank you very much to you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.